Well, BC researchers are trying to understand more about inherited heart disease, especially in younger adults. Now, the study is being called Save BC, and it targets people in their 30s and 40s who, despite appearing fit and healthy in other ways, end up having heart attacks or other heart problems. Now, the study started in Vancouver. It's set to expand to Victoria, New Westminster, and Kelowna. And UBC is going to host a public forum about it tonight. And for more, we are joined by one of the lead researchers. Dr. Simon Pimstone is with us in studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Glad to be here.
Thank you for taking the time with us. What started your interest in this topic in the first place? What were you noticing?
So we were seeing a number of young adults presenting in their 30s, 40s, as you alluded to, with heart attacks with no apparent reasons. These weren't people who were obese, often non-smokers, not with significant traditional risk factors. And in fact, I had a few friends suffer heart attacks at a very young age. And so we started to think about what could be causing this and was there anything we could do to prevent this in other family members of these individuals who are at very, very high risk.
And you've been looking at this then for more than a year. What exactly have you been looking at? What have you discovered in that year?
So we see every year in British Columbia between 500 and 1,000 men under 50 or women under 55, which is really premature for heart disease. And these individuals present, often they do have risk factors that are not diagnosed. We see, for example, in about a quarter of the women who present with heart disease, evidence for diabetes. Mm-hmm. Of course, obesity is a factor as well in about 30 to 40%, hypertension. But there are a number of individuals who have heart disease at a young age, as I said, with no apparent reason. And these are really going to be the focus of an intense genetic study to try and understand and identify genetic risk factors in these individuals and in their families. And that work is now underway.
And so what have we learned so far about who is most at risk for heart disease?
We do know, and we've known for a number of decades, actually, that people from certain populations or certain ethnicities have higher risk. Individuals, Southeast Asians, for example, Ashkenazi Jews, French Canadians. We see very high prevalence of cholesterol disorders, for example, in many of these, and lipid disorders in many of these populations. But again, a number of individuals who one wouldn't expect that aren't from those populations.
Right.
Are the individuals that we're very interested in understanding why they have their disease. And there's a tremendous amount still to be learnt, which we think if we can understand these risk factors that are non-traditional, these genetic risk factors, we may be able to identify novel diagnostics, potentially even novel therapeutic approaches to heart disease. I think one of the critical issues, Stephen, is when someone presents at a very young age of heart disease, their family members, first-degree relatives, brothers, sisters, children, mm-hmm. are what we call ticking time bombs. These individuals are generally at 2 to 10 times the risk for someone age-matched in the population because of the early heart disease in the family. So strong, strong heritable factors, many of which we don't actually understand still today. And so these individuals who are at very high risk, these family members, are typically not getting properly screened. And so they really are sitting time bombs. They're sitting there as plaque is building up in their coronary vessels over years. Mm-hmm. And these are the individuals through Save BC we're trying to identify through these high-risk young index cases. And hopefully we can intervene early and prevent disease, particularly interestingly in women whose risk is actually a lot higher than people think.
So regardless of how, you know, fit or healthy someone feels in their 30s and 40s, what should they do if they know that they have a history of heart disease in their family, if
right.
one of their, you know, parents died of heart disease?
I think if there is a family history of heart disease at a premature age, mm-hmm. typically under the age of 60, their risk is a lot higher. And so screening needs to be intensified. I think certainly they should go to their physicians. They should look at getting lipid profiles done, their glucose done, their blood pressure checked, their body mass index done. And when the risk is actually high in the family, there are other non-invasive studies of the coronary vessels. One mm-hmm. can get ultrasounds done of the arteries in the neck, for example, which could give us evidence of plaque or abnormalities in the blood vessels in people who may not be aware. And what we're finding through our Save BC program is in about 40% of the first degree relatives mm-hmm. of these people who present with early heart disease, we're actually finding evidence of plaque where they were unaware that that plaque existed. And so these individuals who are not aware, have not been on treatment, need to be identified. We need to intervene simply stopping smoking, getting on a proper diet, getting more active. These are the simple things that we can intervene with early. And some of them will need more invasive testing, and others will need more intensive treatment.
And how much awareness is there of this, that people in their 30s and 40s who are otherwise healthy are, have heart disease?
I think it's very misunderstood.
Yeah.
And again, particularly amongst women. In fact, most people won't know that more young women die of heart disease than of breast cancer. And so it's a very misunderstood phenomenon, particularly in women. And this is often why women present a little bit differently, and their diagnosis is often delayed. They're not investigated in the same way. They're not taken as seriously. Heart disease is thought to be a bald guy's disease, clutching his chest on the golf course.
Yep.
It's not that, and particularly at a young age. And it's not to say that everyone who has a twinge in their chest has to worry and panic, but what we do at Save BC is to really try and identify those who are at significant risk, particularly where that risk is familial. Hmm. We identify that risk, and we can go in and then study the disease risk factors in these family members and hopefully prevent disease onset.
Dr. Pimstone, great to talk this morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Stephen.
Appreciate it. Dr. Simon Pimstone, one of the lead researchers in a study focused on early heart disease called Save BC. He is part of a public forum tonight all about it. That takes place 5 p.m. at the Life Sciences Center at UBC. That's 5 this afternoon at the Life Sciences Center at UBC.